on Morgans AM. Fresh gains for technology stocks, fresh falls for treasury yields.
Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Technology stocks fueled a fresh rally for US equity markets. The Dow was up 186 points, or 0.5%, logging a third straight session climb, albeit pairing an earlier climb of 265 points, or 0.8%. 22 of the Dow's 30 components advanced. The broader S&P 500 gained 1%, communication services and information technology leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher. MGM Resorts International, up 5.1%, was the leading S&P 500 constituent, with approximately 83% of the index's stocks advancing. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings gained 4.7% after announcing that it would resume cruises to Alaska from Seattle starting the 7th of August. Cruise operating peer Carnival rose 2.7%. Airlines also posted solid gains, with American Airlines Group up 1.9% and United Airlines up 1.5%. Technology-centric NASDAQ rallied 1.4%, with Google parent Alphabet up 2.6%, Facebook up 2.7%, and Microsoft Corp up 2.3%. Amazon rose 1.3% amid reports that the company is nearing a deal to acquire MGM Studios for between $8.5 and $9 billion US dollars. The deal is expected to be announced as soon as tonight. It would mark Amazon's biggest acquisition since it bought Whole Foods in 2017 for $13.7 billion. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index rose 0.5%. In US corporate earnings, automotive retailer AutoZone, retailers Nordstrom and Urban Outfitters, luxury home builder Toll Brothers all post quarterly numbers tonight, while Liberty Media and Viacom hold annual shareholder meetings. In US economic data, the widely monitored Chicago Fed National Activity Index declined to 0.24 in April from 1.71 in March. 24 indicators improved from March to April, while 60 indicators deteriorated and one was unchanged. A number of major European bourses were closed overnight for the Whit Monday holiday, including Austria, Denmark, Germany, Hungary, Norway and Switzerland. France's CAC rose 0.4%. Travel stocks recovered from early selling pressure after Germany's Public Health Institute declared Britain and Northern Ireland a virus variant region, requiring anyone entering the country from the UK to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival. London's FTSE 100 added 0.5% in quiet trading. Major miners BHP Group down 0.7% and Rio Tinto down 0.03% held up relatively well despite the latest comments from China officials. Cineworld gained 3.2% as the movie theatre operator reported a strong opening weekend in the UK after COVID-19 restrictions were lifted, led by the success of Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. Base metals were mixed as traders weighed a softer US dollar against concerns that Chinese authorities could undertake further measures to curb a rally in commodity prices. Copper rose 0.8% to approximately $5.52 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel gained 1.9%, while aluminium lost 1.5% and zinc down 0.8%. China's market regulators warned industrial metal companies to maintain normal market order during talks on the significant gains in metals prices this year. Chinese authorities issued a zero-tolerance warning to commodity speculators. Fresh guidelines were posted by China's National Development and Reform Commission in a notice on its website. The body vowed that regulatory authorities will track commodity prices and beef up supervision of the related futures and spot market. Benchmark spot iron ore retreated back below $200 a metric tonne following the latest comments from Chinese officials, down $8.30 or 4.1% to $192.42 a metric tonne. Most actively traded September contract on the Dalian Commodity Exchange fell over 9%. The most traded steel rebar and hot rolled coil futures contracts on the Dalian Exchange fell over 6.5%. Gold futures gained $7.80 to $1,884.50 an ounce, marking the highest settlement since the 7th of January. Oil prices rallied following comments by US Secretary of State Antony Blinken around progress in the nuclear negotiations with Iran that cast doubts that Tehran would soon be able to resume crude exports. WTI gained $2.47 or 3.9% to $66.05 a barrel. Brent rose $2.02 or 3% to $68.46 a barrel. Goldman Sachs forecast Brent crude would reach $80 a barrel this year as economies recovered from the pandemic. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.1 basis points to 1.61%, touching their lowest level since the 10th of May. Australian dollar firmer, buying around 77.5 US cents.
This is general advice only. and we have not considered your needs or objectives.